Steve Cashel back with the United Center Kia Halftime Show. Bulls lead the Pacers by 10, 54-44. The Bulls are thrilled to partner with Athletico once again this season, a provider of physical and occupational therapy here in the Chicagoland area. Before tonight's tip-off, I had the opportunity to visit with Danielle Bordenave, a facility manager and physical therapist at the Athletico Physical Therapy South Loop facility, who begins by telling us about her background and present role with Athletico.
Well, I've been a physical therapist now for about 6 years. I originally went to University of Illinois. I have a bachelor's in biology and psychology. And then I took a year off, and then I went back to physical therapy school at St. Louis University. So after that, I went and worked down in Southern Illinois for about a year. And I was ready to move and just didn't want to be down there and wanted to come to Chicago. So I was talking to my friend, and he worked for Athletico, and he loved the company. And I said, I want to go somewhere that I can love my company. And so now I do. And so I've been here now. It'll be 5 years in May, and I've been loving it ever since. I was promoted to a facility manager about 3 years ago now, and I've been at South Loop ever since. So it's been a great experience. I get to work with patients as well as help develop my own staff.
Tell me what a typical day looks like for you treating patients. What kind of pains or injuries do you see and also treat?
One of the best parts of my job is it's not all that typical. I do see about 8 to 10 patients a day. I treat everything from a 9-year-old with hip pain up to a 80-year-old with balance problems. So I have a lot of variety. Majority of my patients have ankle, knee, hip problems, as well as some shoulder. So the weekend warriors, as well as the people that sit at their desk too long and get back pain and neck pain, which we all don't have the best posture.
Visiting with Danielle Bordenave, the facility manager and physical therapist at the Athletico Physical Therapy South Loop facility. What can someone, Danielle, who may not be familiar with Athletico or physical therapy expect when they walk into an Athletico facility?
I think the first thing you'll notice is just a great team environment. We have a really energetic staff at all of our locations. We're all there to help a patient get better. So the first thing, you're going to get greeted by someone at the front desk, and they're going to take some information, and then you're going to get to spend one-on-one time for about an hour your first day with a therapist, learning about what's wrong and how we can help you. Just a nice, warm, welcoming environment.
Describe the importance, if you will, Danielle, and the role of a physical therapist in getting someone back to help. What don't people know about physical therapy?
Our goal as physical therapists is to get rid of a patient in a way, meaning they're better, they're healthy, and they don't come back to see us again. I don't want to see my patients again for the same problem, at least. If they have another problem, great, come on back and see me. My goal is to get you healthy and keep you healthy. And you don't need me, so you're independent and confident in what you're doing.
You know, obviously, we've talked about Athletico on Bulls broadcast for years, and we know that they're the leader in physical therapy throughout the Chicagoland area. How do you, Danielle, set yourself apart from other companies, do you think, with Athletico?
The biggest difference in Athletico and some of the other companies in Chicago is we have these core values of patient satisfaction, accountability, continuous improvement, and teamwork. And the biggest one in there is that patient satisfaction. In the past year, we rolled out a new program called Photo. And what Photo is it's on an iPad. So on your first day, you come in, you're handed this iPad survey, and it gets all this good information about you. We then, on your fourth to fifth visit, we'll do it again. And it looks at how you're getting better and stronger, what you can do now functionally you couldn't do, which is what really is important. But in addition, it looks at the patient satisfaction. Are we doing a good job as Athletico in getting you better? Are we addressing the goals you want? Are we educating you on your injury and problems to help you get better? And so when we do the photo survey, it gives us that chance on the fourth visit. If there's something we're not quite doing right, that we have that chance really quick to help you get better in that way. And it also gives the patient feedback that on visit 12, they've seen, I've made all these improvements. So we pull it out, we can show it to the patient. And it's a great learning experience for the patients as well as the therapist to improve even better. I also think one of our main goals is that we put patients first. Our goal is that I'm going to develop a plan to help that patient get better based on what they want to do, not what I think is important necessarily, but if they want to walk longer, I'm going to help them walking. If they want to be able to stand at church, I'm going to help them do that. So whatever their goals are, that's what my goals are for them.
That's Danielle Bordenave from Athletico. We're at the half. Bulls leading the Pacers 54-54.